2 days earlier. Wait. This is Gary. I haven't heard from this fool all day yesterday. I need to get this.
Well, you need to get this.
I will, but I can't have a Woody while talking to another dude. Hold on. Yo, what's good, man? Where the hell you been? Ah, babe, come on with all the ass smacking, though. Sorry, G. I didn't think I was going to hear from you, like right now.
It's okay, Drock. You don't have to hide your girlfriend.
Okay. I appreciate that, man. It's just, well, I know it's been like a whole year for you, and bro, I didn't mean it like that.
How do you know how long it's been for me, mate?
Oh, word? Dude, my bad. I didn't know you were seeing someone.
Just messing with you, man.
Good one.
Listen, in all seriousness, you have to live your life. You're a young man. You have needs.
He better only meet me, though. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Eva. How are you, dear?
Would you get out the convo, please? Hold on, G.
So look, I don't have a lot of time to talk. I'm in Puerto Rico.
Okay, well, it's obviously not business related because we don't have any upcoming appointments there. But dude, I would have rolled with. You know, I went to school with a couple of them crazy fools that live out there.
Yeah, I know. I didn't want to bother you. I'm tracking down the lead.
Four? Kichi's killers. Oh, okay. But not to sound all insensitive, but my scheduler says you got therapy today. Plus, Dr. Creel is flying all the way out here to Arizona to meet with you about us getting the contract for that new Sky Prison.
The Sky Prison, damn it. Yeah, Cloud. Correctional Layered Offender Urban Detention Center. I forgot that was today. Hold on a second. I think I've been made. Ping my phone, just in case anything happens to me. Hey man, got it. I got your location. The Plaza del Mercado? What's going on?
Two suits with pistols under their blazers are approaching from our rear.
Move in.
Not sure how they tracked me.
FBI! Mr. Shark, drop the phone and put your hands on top of your head.
Looks like he's got something in his hand.
Mr. Shark, put the phone down.
Yeah, he definitely has something in his other hand. I got a clear shot, ma'am.
I don't want him shot, Agent Irwin. I want him in custody. Do not—
Gun!
Damn it, stand down! Agent Irwin, stand down! You idiot.
Are we going after him, ma'am?
There is nothing to go after. He used this hologram device to flush us out of hiding. He knew we were on to him. Go sweep the area and make sure no one was hit, Irwin.
Sorry, ma'am. I just thought...
Just go!
Wow. Shark hologram tech. That's pretty cool.
It's not pretty cool, Agent Vince. We just got made, and my guess is that he's somewhere staring at us right now. Here, bag it.
I don't think she's happy with the young guy.
Yo, it really worked. I had a few more adjustments to make on the holotech, but if we fooled FBI agents, we good. I mean, they really thought you were on a payphone of all things?
What can I say? You reek of brilliance.
Bro, FBI agents though, okay. So we gotta get you out of there today. We could be there in 6 hours with the jet.
No, we don't need any more attention. I'll meet with Manny, get that info that I flew out here for, then head back tomorrow.
Commercial?
No, Manny has a backdoor charter connection that will get me out of the country.
And you trust this Manny?
No, I don't.
Next day at Manny's condo.
Thank you. Circle back this way in 5 minutes, please. Here, will this tip be enough to keep the engine running?
To keep the engine running? This is enough for the entire engine, sir. It's your car now. Maybe you should drive me around.
That's great. What's your name?
It's Eduardo.
Eduardo, pleased to meet you. I'm Gary.
Shark? Gary Shark?
Yeah.
Holy shit, man. I thought so. But I was thinking someone like you wouldn't be alone out here. I mean, the app said I was picking up a guy named Druk. I know a Druk from college. I mean, you all look alike, but you ain't him. I no say nothing.
Appreciate that. 5 minutes in.
I'll pull off down the road and wait for you, Mr. Shark.
Hey, I'm really sorry about the other day, Bryant. I know that we talked about it already, but, well, you know, I still feel bad about discharging my weapon.
Where are you from, Agent Irwin?
Wisconsin, ma'am.
Cheesehead, huh?
Green and gold till I'm dead and gone.
Yeah, I got it. Relax. You're all right with me, Agent Irwin. And you're all right with me as well, Agent Vince, I guess.
Thank you, ma'am. I thought you hated us by now. 3 days on this island with us being newly field agents and all.
No, I don't hate you guys, just don't know you. I didn't spend my nights before flying out here reviewing your records. Another senior agent was injured in the line of duty, so I stepped in to cover. Nothing more, nothing less.
Aboard. Mission compromised. Suspected mole. Proceed to safe house with...
Everything all right back there?
Who, me? Yeah. It's just my mom.
Really? Your mom?
Yeah. Irwin places his hand on his sidearm. It made just enough noise for Bryant to be keen on what he was doing. All in one motion, she turns 180 in her seat, with his hand still on his holstered weapon. Irwin's reaction time wasn't fast enough to stop Agent Bryant's fist from flying into his face. The first blow was to stun him. The second one broke his nose.
What the hell?
You! Keep your eyes on the road, Agent!
Get your hand off my weapon, Bryant! Bryant gets her hands on Agent Irwin's sidearm. She tries to yank it from the holster.
I don't know what's going on, ma'am, but you're attacking a fellow agent? I'm gonna have to ask you!
Okay! I'll let go of his gun. Can you please lower yours now, Agent? Vince, please! I'm turning back around in my seat. See? Listen. There is a lot going on here that you don't understand.
Just be quiet. I don't even know what to do. Hey, man, are you all right back there? I'm going to call this in.
Hey, Vince, why don't you just slow the vehicle down, okay? We are way over the speed limit right now.
No! We're not going to slow anything down. After what I've just seen, we're not listening to you anymore. I'm going to call HQ and get permission to gain access to the safe houses. And you are... What? No signal?
Gun! No! Vince!
Back at the condo.
I don't think so, fucker. The fat ass is coming with me.
No. What are you?
As wild gunfire rips the room apart, knocking pictures off the walls, cotton flies from furniture, Gary yanks Manny into a reverse chokehold, causing his sciatic nerve to pinch in his lower back.
Aye, my back!
The sudden lightning sensation in Manny's leg causes an involuntary knee-jerk, resulting in Manny accidentally kicking his loafer off his foot.
We're jumping, Manny!
A red-faced Manny tries to protest, but his wind is stricken by what feels like metal against his esophagus. Manny reaches up to grab this metal, which is no metal at all, but Gary Shark's forearm.
They jumped off their balcony, sir!
I doubt that. Go check it out. Kane, you stay here and watch the door.
Okay, boss.
Yeah, there was nowhere to go. They had to have jumped, but I don't see.
Suddenly, a metal hand covered with strips of bleeding flesh reaches up from the other side of the balcony and snatches the soldier to the ground by his right boot. The untrained goon's poor trigger discipline caused him to shoot wildly behind him into the condo as he falls to the ground.
Manny, hold on to my waist. I'm gonna lower you closer to the ground, then you have to jump the rest of the way.
No. I can't. My back. So much pain.
The goon rises to his elbows and begins trying to kick Gary's metallic hand loose with the heel of his free boot. Gary's grasp slips, causing his body to jerk slightly. The jerk motion shoots more pain through Manny's back.
Aye! No time! You're going to have to jump!
The goon recovers his automatic weapon, looks down his sights to the Terminator-looking hand that is painfully grabbing his ankle. He takes aim.
Get off me! Damn it, I'm jammed! Jump, Manny, or we're both going to die!
I can't! Please!
Gary pushes Manny off his free arm. Manny falls ungracefully to the ground. Gary continues to swing from the balcony ledge. With renewed focus, Gary reaches up with his free hand and wraps it around his cyborg-looking prosthetic. Gary hangs the goon's shin over the edge of the balcony.
Hey, my leg! You broke my leg!
Gary pulls himself up by the goon's broken leg, grabs the edges of the banister, and looks eye to eye with the goon.
Who the hell are you guys?
Gary.
Ryan? What the hell are you doing here?
I've come to save your ass. These guys are trying to kill you, but I can help you get off this island.
What? How did you know I was even here? I don't talk to you in a year, and you just appear behind a guy trying to shoot me.
Listen, I need to get down there and get this information that Manny has in this case.
It's a trap. There's nothing in the case, Gary. The FBI is coming to kill you. I'm the only person that can help you right now, my friend. You're going to have to trust me if you want to get off the island.
Thank you all for listening to episode 2 of Shark. Shark is produced, written, and sound engineered by D. Matthews for Rebuild the Box production. All vocals performed by Arthur Romeo and Megan Heiser.